Thank you for calling Archel Fiber. My name is Abigail. Could you go ahead with your name, please?
I'm so sorry. Good morning. Hi. I didn't grasp what you said. Could you say that again more slowly?
Yes, this is Abigail with Archel Fiber. I was asking for your name.
Oh, thank you. Abigail, my name is Victoria. Abigail, are you local in Kingston, New York?
No, I'm at the Florida's office.
Okay. I need to speak with someone who can address an issue with my account. It's a new account. And I'll tell you, I'm very frustrated with you guys. I'm not going to spend a lot of my time. If this takes more than 5 minutes, you guys are going to have to pay me $500 for my time. I will not give my time away to you guys anymore. You guys have some things that aren't consistent with opening up an account, and that is concerning billing. So I created an account. Before I did that, to order a service, I called and spoke with someone about the different screens, right? When you fill out the information and what comes next, so that I wasn't blindly giving my contact information and creating something online to order a service and then be locked into something that I didn't want to do, like give my banking information too soon. And I was assured certain things, and none of that transpired. So I gave my banking information to benefit from the $10 credit. It's actually such a hostile thing to do to people, because you hold their, you or anyone else, hold their banking information, and you wave a carrot of $10 in front of them. And then you take control over their money in their own account, and that's not okay. And that's exactly what you guys did. Perhaps not with that intention, but somewhat, because you want to control the money going into your account consistently. But you can't have free access to my account, and that's actually exactly what you guys did. So I was told I could choose the date. I was told, in any event, you guys sent me a message when the service was connected saying that payment will come out around the 5th of December, and that works for me. But then you guys were attempting to take a charge on the 22nd, and that's not okay. And then I called and they said, oh, no, we took a charge on the 17th when it was installed, and that just was simply a lie. There were so many inconsistencies. So, and then you don't give us access to make changes ourselves, only to make a change, not to withdraw banking information. And that's also a problem. You can't do that with people's accounts. You need to give them full access to their card and make their own decisions. And if they want to take out banking information, we should be able to do that without being obliged to replace it with something else. So these are problems, because it's money and it's my money, and you guys are trying to manipulate it, everyone else's, to suit your needs. And you're not consistent with your information. So I want to try again. And I'm so happy to not have to deal with Spectrum. There's no way you can take any money from my account on a date that you choose. I will choose that. And you're not going to hold me sort of hostage or monopolize, or what's the word, you sort of like a mafia tactic to say, oh, no, you have to do it this way. It's my money, and it's our money. It's not, you know. So if you want to have that consistency and assuredness, then you need to let us control and decide. You can't do that for people. So that's why I'm calling. I'm going to try once more to benefit from that $10 credit without you guys dictating when that money is going to come out of my account. That's my choice. And that's what I want to do right now. You guys said that you took money out on the 17th. You didn't. You tried to take it out on the 22nd. It wasn't in there because I didn't agree to that. And there was no money in that account, or the card was locked. You guys sent me an email saying it would come out on the 5th, and that worked for me. So I don't know what else to say other than I want to choose the date, and if I have to cancel it and reorder, then that's what I'm going to do. But you guys, you guys are going to get billed for my time because this is not right. It's not right. I'm not even getting the full gigabyte of data service either. That's a whole other issue I'm not going to take up right now. So,
all right.
I don't want to hear how you guys do things. Don't waste my time. I'm telling you how I do things with my money, and that's what I need to do. Can you do that with me? And if you can't, can you put me on the phone with someone who is already on the phone almost 7 minutes? So you are being billed $500 for my time for each hour. And any minute after an hour will go immediately to another $500. This is the fourth or fifth call I've had to make, so I'm not joking anymore. I mean, I was never joking, but this is not a joke. I'm not playing games anymore. Either you guys take an action that's reasonable and efficacious, efficient.
Okay, Victoria, what we could do is we can turn off the auto pay that is on your account.
You know what? No, that's not what I asked you to do. I'm sorry. I'll let you finish. Go ahead.
All right. You said that you'd want to be able to meet the date that you'd want to meet the payment on your account, that you'd want the payment to come out on your account. I'm saying what we could do is we can change your billing cycle so that it can come out on the due date that you'd like. I could have that escalated over for you. If it's the case that you'd want to specifically choose the dates that you'd want your payment, that you'd want to make your payments, we can turn the auto pay off and you can make those payments online. You do have access to see your bill, and you do have access where you can remove whatever payments you add and file, and you can also change it as well.
But, you know, what you're saying sounds like you know what you're talking about. I will tell you. Unless you guys change something, none of that is true. Because when I went to remove my banking information, which has been removed because I had to have you guys do it, I could only replace it. I couldn't remove it. So, no, it did not give me the capacity to remove it. It only gave me an option to replace it. So I have to have you guys remove it. That's one thing. The other thing is, I was told I could choose the date in the beginning, and actually that didn't happen. The other thing is I have conflicting documentation from you. The bills that I just viewed online all have conflicting information. Payment was taken out on the 17th. No, it wasn't. Payment was attempted to be taken out on the 22nd. Payment is due. Payment will come out on the 5th. And now it says, and that's in an email you guys sent me. Payment will automatically come out on December 5th. And when I go to the website, it says due by December 7th. There's nothing consistent about that. And I'm not leaving my banking information in your possession, your as Archtop Fiber, because clearly I can't trust you guys with my money. I mean, I never give my checking account to anyone anyway, so my doing that was to benefit from $10. In the meantime, you guys have wasted an enormous amount of my time.
Okay, so Victoria, what you'd want to do is you do want to be able to just choose the date that you'd want to meet the payments, correct?
Yeah, I'm done. You're getting a bill for $500.